Welcome to Webcams. I'm one of your hosts, Brady Gaster, and your other host, Corey Fowler, who I will not show a picture of today, is wearing his invisibility shield over on that side today. So Corey's hiding. Standing to my right, you will find one of our awesome engineers. His name is Yohai Kiriati. Yohai works with Nir Mishkowski, who you've already met on the show. Nir is actually in the process of doing another presentation right now, so he couldn't be here. But Yohai works on the Windows Azure website's architectural stuff, and you have him and his team to thank for all the goodness that is inside of Windows Azure websites. What's awesome is Yohai is here to make a really exciting announcement, or not necessarily an announcement, because it's kind of already been announced by Mr. Goo, but to kind of follow up on Goo's announcement from earlier in the week. I'll kind of let you run with that.
So, hello everyone. Nice to be here. Thank you very much.
No problem.
It's been a while since I've been on the studio, but feels good to come back.
I forgot. He used to have his own show in here, yes, so this is sort of a welcome back.
Long, long time ago. Yeah. Indeed. Windows 7 client stuff, but now on the, back on the server side.
Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about.
Thank you for having me.
No problem.
And for all the viewers back home. So, as you mentioned, it's probably been reading on blogs and some bunch of other places. We are in the process of pushing .NET 4.5 into Windows Azure websites. Woohoo!
Good stuff.
Yes. So basically, coming the next couple of days, we will you will see notice that your apps are being automatically upgraded to running a .NET framework for 4.5. So if you're running a .NET app, if you're running ASP or anything like that, WCF, basically we've been upgraded all our workers. Shared, reserved, everything. Since it's a hosted service, the Windows Azure is a hosted service, so we've upgraded all of them into using .NET Framework 4.5.
Exciting.
So, yeah, it's very exciting. Mm-hmm. And most of you should have already received an email actually announcing that and asking you to take some. If you're running your sites on Windows Azure, you probably want to double check that they're working on 4.5. And just in the remote case that you might have some changes between 4.5 and 4 that doesn't really align, there is a lot of help and context into all the announcement we have already made.
Awesome. Right. And they can get in touch with you or anybody else in the team?
Definitely. There's the forums, there are the teams. I probably can tweet and stuff like that as well and so forth. So what you won't see is you won't see any changes in the portal right now. You'll see the changes to the portal coming up a little bit later as the UI and the portal catch up with the backend and the stuff that we have done.
Okay.
So once that will happen, you'll see .NET 4.5 in the framework.
Awesome. And that portal change, I presume, would be kind of a button, sort of like selecting 2 or 4 for ASP.NET. Will you be able to select 2, 4, or 4.5?
So actually, I can actually show them if you want to.
Awesome.
as a sneak preview.
It's the secret stuff.
It's the secret stuff. So if you look here at the secret stuff, basically it's just the website and the framework, and we basically have made changes from 2 to 3.5 and for .NET Framework 4.5. So we can actually represent the accurate framework number versus the CLR name.
Awesome.
So we're running in .NET 4.5, which all the libraries of 4.5 everything works. And we're running 3.5. It's good to know or mention that 3.5 actually support 3.5, 3, and 2.
Okay.
And 4.5 is for 4.5 and 4.
Cool.
So if you are ASP.NET development, you're already familiar with those stuff and nothing new here.
Right.
So a lot of people have asked for that. It's coming. Here it is.
Awesome.
It's happening right now.
Good stuff. So if you've been waiting for the release of 4.5 on Windows Azure websites to kind of move your apps there, maybe you're doing something like asynchronous MVC or web forms stuff, or you're using the spatial components in EF5, which are only a 4.5 thing, you'll be able to do that as soon as you get the notice that your stuff's been upgraded to 4.5, which should have already happened. If it hasn't, it'll happen pretty quick.
Yep.
And if you have any issues, you'll want to read Yohai's email pretty carefully, because he'll have links to all kinds of great resources so you can ask questions if you need to. But you'll probably be okay.
You should be okay. There's a lot of posting on the forums and help and everything. We don't expect too many issues.
Awesome. Just want to, that's pretty exciting.
Yes.
That'll be good.
Yes, we're very happy about it.
Excellent. Cool. I think you have some demos planned for us too, to kind of give some to kind of give people more education on the whole tiering, shared, free, reserved concept.
Yep.
Okay.
So we have introduced, so when Windows Azure website was announced back in June, we had the free and the reserved instance. We had two distinct way of running and hosting, and each one of them has its own limitation or restriction base. Depends on which version you go. And recently, a couple of weeks ago, we've introduced a shared option, which is basically the paid shared option, which allowed you to have a paid site, which has far more better resource allocation and less restrictions, so you're not actually blocked or bound. You can run your kind of production site or actually production site on that. You can have custom domain names, and we'll add more features as we go along. And then you obviously have the reserved, and you can switch and you can mix between all of those. So a lot of people have been asking, how does it work? What is the scaling? If you go to the scale tab, you see this little scaler and stuff like that. So I thought maybe we should give kind of an overview about the thingy, and we can cover the different options and show some demo along the way. And if anything works, maybe in the next 10 minutes, everybody will be on the same page.
Nice. Sounds good.
Cool.
Let it rip.
So as you can see here, I got several sites. I got a free site, I got a reserved site, I got a shared site. And basically each one of them indicates a different running state or the running state and the capabilities you can have for each of the site. Free and shared are what we call a shared hosting. They're running in a shared environment. Basically, they're running in a web server, and there's a bunch of other sites, other customer sites, like Brady's sites and my sites can actually run on the same machine. We'll see an illustration in a second. Cool. And if you have a reserved instance, you can actually have your own VM. You can RDP into VM, but we guarantee that only your sites are running on that VM. So, as I said, shared site, you have a single site, and you have a bunch of other friends running around you. And for every site, you have this shared, you have a scale, you can actually scale between. So if you have one shared site, basically you get, and with one instance, you get one instance of those. And if you have, if you increase the instance, basically you have a second copy of your site running on a different worker. It's very important. Those are two completely different, distinct worker. You don't have to use two instances to get a higher SLA because we manage all that behind the scenes. Even if a worker comes down, we immediately bring it down. In the process, in between could be a couple of seconds, but anything longer than that. Obviously, if you have two, the probability of two machines, those two will come up at the same time is extremely improbable. Not likely. So you go into the shared, and you have your two instances, and everybody happy about it. So let's see how it works. So I got a couple of free sites here. I can go into DB3 scale one. Obviously, going to show some scaling demo as well. I already activated this site. I believe this is this site. And it's just a very simple site. There's not a lot of thing here. Just a regular site. And I also have another site, which I'll show in later. This is using Dustblog because it's just a regular application. There is no no database required, okay. So we don't. I want to bottleneck and stress the web server versus anything else in the system. Okay. So this is what we're going to do here. If I'm going to go into it, if I dive in, you'll see that there are some quotas associated here, which remind me how much CPU times I have. This is basically how long we give you within a day. 1 hour is basically mean that you have 60 seconds of cycle time to the day, to the duration of the day, and every day it gets reset. So cool. The next day it will reset and so forth. If you look at the 5 minutes, basically we're going to, there is a 5 minute quota in the CPU, and we're giving you X number of percentages over 5 minutes, basically 50. And the reason is that we don't want you to burn your entire hour immediately, because then you'll be unfriendly to all the other sites around you. Gotcha. So we're kind of trying to balance the usages. Data out is just a restriction on how much bandwidth out you can have. There is the file system, and memory obviously goes into that.
Okay.
So I think what we're going to try to do now is we're going to try to run a scale test demo against this. And this scale will ramp up fairly quickly. And it will not run for a long time because this is a free site. And something will get quoted, something will get restricted, either CPU or either egress we can actually figure out fairly soon and see the metering in life.
So you're actually going to run a load test against that site directly?
Right
now? Cool.
So this is not, so a few caveats. One caveat at least to the road test. This is not the best load test you can ever have in your entire life because it's a single machine, it's a client, it's not running from the cloud, it's going against a single single machine trying to span with multiple threads.
Gotcha.
Ideally, you have several machines and all that. Right. Yeah, we got the idea, right? Okay, cool.
You pound it better.
Yeah, I pound it better. Yeah. So we're going to go here. Actually, the first one will be blue, so let's go to the right side. Okay, so scale 2. Let's see in the last 6 hours, so I have a little bit better view. And only a few requests have come in, as we see. The site of startup, this is how much we're using, and so forth.
Cool.
So what are we going to do? Basically, we're going to go here. We're going to paste a little command. This is basically using WCAT client. It's just a utility that we have that's actually bring up. It's available online. It's very standard news. And what you'll see here, basically, is just every 10 seconds, you will see some updates, and you'll see the amount of byte being sent, and the data, and some information about how many requests, how many responses. Basically, if you can see, everything is 200, so there are no failures. You can see the rate slowly climbing up, and we're basically pretty much going to close, going to be very close to saturating the usage of this. You can see the data and numbers are increasing, so CPU is increasing, network is increasing, and so forth. And it will take a little bit of time, but basically you see here that we are pumping about 34 requests per second, which is pretty nice. Mm-hmm. You can do the math of how many tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands in a month you'll get for your website, and it's not that bad. And you'll see the request coming up. Number of requests is increasing. I think this is the request 2007. And you see the CPU is coming up. And surely we'll get blocked by one of the restrictions that we have within our limitation.
Okay.
So is this man up? Basically, this is where we at, right? Obviously. So the 302 basically set up here redirecting to the site. And if I go to the site now, you'll see that I'm going to try, the blue site. I'm going to hit it, and this is basically, hey, we're out of quota because you've been using too much.
Gotcha.
If you go here and try to do a refresh, it takes a couple of seconds for everything to come back. And obviously, usages-wise, in terms of usage that we use, takes a couple of seconds to report everything for everything to catch up, but eventually you're going to end up seeing that, hey, you've used too much quota and so forth.
Okay.
One of the way to break out of the quota, obviously, if you go to the scale page and you can say like, hey, why don't I go from free to shared? And if I'm going to do that, I'm going to hit the save button. It's going to say, hey, are you sure you want to do it? And I'm going to say yes. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a couple of seconds. I'm going to save it and everybody's going to be happy. Once I do that, and it's now it works, I can actually go back to my, and we can try it from a different site or whatever. I can definitely do a full refresh and we'll get up and everybody will be happy.
Nice.
And over here, we can go to the dashboard and we'll see a bunch of you. This is suspended from the previous time, but it takes time to catch up. But basically, we got, you asked me to upgrade. Maybe I should wait for the demo, sequence it up. But you get the picture, right?
Yes. So you had a free site and you basically saturated the site by running a perf test on it.
Right.
Exceeded your quota. Then your site would no longer respond because you exceeded the free quota,
right.
Upgraded your site to shared, and all of a sudden the site's working again.
Right.
So if you were to experience that, that's kind of a quick and dirty process on how you can get your site back up.
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Cool. So the next one we want to show is actually we want to go ahead and have a very similar site. Again, this one is actually in Europe, but it doesn't really matter. It's another scale, and I believe it's the right site for the scale, DB302. Yeah, it's the right site.
Okay.
And what are we going to do is we're going to have the same stress, the same load, and we're going to have two different types of actually increasing the load. What we're trying to achieve is that we're going to go, this time we're going to go to this site, and we're going to change the scale. And this site is also in free, so we can actually change into share right now.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing we want to show is that eventually we want to increase the count of the instances, and by doing that, we'll see how we actually gaining more more and more
horsepower performance.
Request per request per second. We can get the higher throughput through when we do that. And then we can talk a little bit how this works, a little bit behind the scene if you're really interesting. So this is the other site. It's a very simple site. There's actually nothing here, no large images or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And we want to run the second one this time. So you're probably going to see pretty much the same numbers to begin with. Mm-hmm. And then immediately I'm going to crank it up all the way, and you're going to see some, hopefully we'll see some changes to the request per second. Okay. One other thing about this tool is that unfortunately it balances and average across all the requests. So maybe we need to like stop and then run it again. So the site is running, everybody happy. The site is here, still responsive, cool. Let's go to the scale. We're already at the scale, and let's crank it up all the way to 3. Hit the save button. Working. And basically right now we're already running in 3. And in 3 it's happened automatically behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And we should see a little bit of an increase. We started with 40 something, we already see 50. And next time we'll see a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more every time. Hopefully, oops, maybe that's a momentary lapse. But we can actually stop the tool, try running it again. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, you'll see that the increase is starting to increase again.
Nice.
We'll show that. And another thing we'll show in a second is running actually this thing in reserve mode. Mm-hmm. To actually see even higher number. So the numbers will go up slowly, again, because it's averaging across mm-hmm. the horsepower, and we are not really stressing out, you know, we're not really pushing a lot of requests. We are pushing a lot, but not too much.
Right.
So we see the increase slowly, rapidly, and the way it works, a lot of people ask me, hey, I got 3 instances, or I got 2 instances, how the thing works, and so forth. Mm-hmm. So the way it works is fairly simple. There's an algorithm behind the scenes, we're not gonna go into too much into depth. But let's say you have 2 servers, server A and server B. Mm-hmm. Let's say we have one request every 10 seconds, which is 6 a minute, which you can do the math. I'm mm-hmm. not really good mm-hmm. but it's okay. It's a mm-hmm. decent site, right? Mm-hmm. And so the first request comes in, and the load balancer looks at the machines and says, hey, which machine can take it? And he basically flip a coin. Let's say a Brady machine goes. So go request. If within their time, after 10 seconds, the request has completed and cleared the queue, the next time, there will be a request. You will basically flip the coin again, and most likely it will be Brady again, and so forth. However, if in 1 second we get 10 requests, what the load balancer will look is, hey, I got the 9th request or 8th request coming in. He will look at the at the machines and figure out which machine has the lowest queue, HTTP queue. So you will try to load balance between that. So when you have a very high load, it's kind of round robin. Mm-hmm. But if you have a small load, basically you're not utilizing the full 2 machine.
Gotcha.
Okay, so you can figure out if you know that you're gonna get hit by slash dot or something like mm-hmm. that, you're blocked, then you need to crank it up.
Nice.
Otherwise, you can crank it down and so forth. Okay, so in between, what we can do now is we're gonna go up, and I believe we're running against the same site. Yes, we do. Let's do this. Let's run this, and what I want to show is while we're running this, as we do the switch between the shared mode, either free or paid, doesn't matter, to the reserve. Mm-hmm. But when we switch between any mode, we're not losing any requests.
Right.
So obviously, we can obviously talk about how the magic happened behind the scenes. Nice. So this is going to be a little bit more of a stress on the scale. So even the paid shared still have, even though you pay for it and it is still shared environment, therefore we still have some quotas, mm-hmm. mainly for protection on the environment. Therefore, I will start the scale test because this is a rather massive one, and then I'm going to scale rather quickly into reserve so we don't get explode. Actually, let's do this. Let's go to the large. I'm not going to hit the save button yet, but I'm just preparing everything. So I'm going to go here. We'll see where we're at. We'll see the numbers starting to run out. Take about 10 seconds to warm the thing. Mm-hmm. And then everything, so you're already running at 140. Remember, we're still in the paid mode, right?
Right.
In the paid share, but we got 3 of them, so it's like almost 3 times 50. Let's save this. Hit the yes button. It works. Behind the scene, we should actually go ahead and see that whatever errors we got, there is no decrease. So we're not going to see any errors. In between, you'll see that the number might fluctuate in between immediate runs because we're actually changing. So we are loading your site on different machines and spinning out the old machines. So we're not going to lose anything, but it's still going to ramp up again. And as I say, because the way we're doing it is we are actually scaling across multiple machines. Mm-hmm. What you will see is that, the tool average across these runs, you'll see that. So as it works, and I can actually go ahead and increase the count. And let's say we're running on three of those. I'm going to hit the save. I'm going to hit yes. And it will start picking up again, obviously. Mm-hmm. And what I will want to do is, now that the save is done, is I actually want to stop this run. Let's restart it again so we have like a clean and we don't take to average all the other control. Gotcha. Because every time we switch, we actually drain all the requests. So any in-flight request comes in, but we kill them, we move to another one. Mm-hmm. It takes like 2 seconds to spin up the site and so forth.
Gotcha.
So now we should have this site running on reserve. And as it runs on reserve, everything is happy and we're all, it's cool. Yeah, we are. We go here. We can run the thing. Again, it takes a couple of seconds to warm up, but once it's finished warming up, the tool. And again, this is not the best tool to run. I mean, it's a good tool, but the scenario that we have here from a single client,
right,
not ideal.
Right.
But you'll see the numbers actually go up. And it depends on the network connection, a bunch of stuff. This is a wireless. Also, not connected.
Oh, yeah.
But still, this is how much request I can pump up from this machine across the Atlantic because we're checking against Europe right now. Numbers will increase. If I do this from a wireless, connected, or we're doing running it from a different, like from several machines on different data centers, probably get to about 400, 500, and even 600 on this very simple site.
Nice.
And the numbers are impressive.
Nice.
In terms of how much you can push through. And if you go back over here, we can actually go to look at the dashboard. And at some point, again, it will take a couple of seconds for the thing to... was that the one?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, 25,000, almost 26,000 requests in about, what, we're talking about 10 minutes,
yeah,
15
probably.
Minutes, give or take. So nice. You can, I mean... There is a lot of stuff you can pump through.
Nice.
The system can handle it, and then more, and then some. And we are actually working on improving that, the way that we handle algorithm, the way we do load balancing. And we're also going to remove or allow more scaling, like increase the number from 3 to a larger number, like 5 or 10, depends on the scenarios and whatever you want to reserve. And obviously, at some point, we'll increase the number of sites you can have and so forth.
Nice.
So
nice.
A lot of goodness coming in, hopefully, very soon.
That's exciting. That's good stuff. especially like watching the WCAT run. That's good. I was actually struggling with that tool a couple of weeks back, so it's nice to see it bang on websites. I'm going to have to get you to send me your batch files if I can get this.
Will do.
The only other question that I have for you might not be a question that Yohai can answer, and if so, he'll just wink at me and then we'll just close the show out. But I had a question recently regarding, it was a guy in an audience in Sweden, and he said, well, if Windows Azure websites, I have the shared functionality. So I have my site on server A, and Yohai has his site on server A. How is my site protected by your site getting a lot of traffic or having bad code? And my answer was, we have a lot of process isolation in place. Do you want to go a little bit deeper into that? Do you want to talk a little bit about that just to make everybody a little bit more comfortable?
Sure.
If you're running in shared, you're not going to get pounded by somebody else's site.
Right.
So,
and we can actually show it here. I think that's the way we change between the different modes.
Right.
So be shared. But as you see here, we do protect.
Okay.
In the shared environment.
Okay.
And we protected several layers. There is a sandbox, we can't really go into a lot of discussion right now, but this is just the coding and the malicious code trying to do something really bad,
right,
which is not your question. I think the question is, hey, I'm a bad programmer, so So I go into infinite loop and eat up all the CPU side. What about Brady's super hot, super slick, highest performance website? What happens then? So what will happen is that for any shared site, we have quotas. Those quotas are mainly CPU and memory. We also have a bunch of other quotas that are not fully published here, like disk and I/O throughput and so forth, mm-hmm. if someone trying to DOS the system. Mm-hmm. So let's say my site is not the most best website, and he spins up a bunch of CPU and uses a lot of memory. At some point, the quotas will kick in and will disable. So depending on the quota, if it's the CPU, if it's the high CPU time, like the first quota, so basically this will block you to the duration of the day, and you can see here when it resets every 24 hours.
Okay.
If you're running the short quota, which is basically saying, hey, you cannot burn too much CPU in a very short time. Mm-hmm. So as you can imagine the graph, we're trying to like balance the graph over long lives using graph. So if you use too much, we'll take you down, next reset in 4 minutes. So if I use in the next 30 seconds or in the next 2 minutes, I use too much CPU, I will be suspended temporarily for the next 2 minutes and so forth. And the same thing we do with memory and egress and so forth.
Gotcha. Okay. I was just curious because we had that question last week and I went through the process isolation stuff that I'm at liberty to know about, which is very minimal. They just laugh when I ask lots of those questions.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I just wanted to clarify that because that has been one question that has come up in the different community events that I've been at. It's like, how am I protected? And what I keep saying is, you're protected because they're constantly watching all those instances, and when they see a spike or a problem, not only will they move your site to a server that's not having a problem, but they'll shut off the sites that are causing the problem. Yeah. So it's valuable to know.
Right. And and the protection are in different layers. This is like the management layer. There is even lower protection closer to like the actual running sites. But trust me, it's there.
That's good.
And we will improve, and obviously we'll see some new stuff coming up.
Awesome. And the last thing that Yohai has kind of beat into my brain, and you actually made a point of it today, you don't scale out so that your site won't crash.
Right.
You scale out so that you have better performance.
Right.
These guys actually make sure the sites don't crash. Like I said, they're monitoring all those instances all the time, and they have all kinds of magic, if you will, set up so that they'll move sites from a pain server to a healthy server if need be. So all that's kind of happening all the time on the fly, magically on the back end.
Right.
So I do want to point that out. But I appreciate the demo and for you coming over today. I know that we have a lot of meetings on campus today, so Yohai took a minute out to come over here and talk about this stuff. And I really appreciate it. You have anything else you want to throw out there? The 4.5 stuff's the big one.
Yeah, get ready for 4.5. Then there are some new stuff, some new excitement that we can really talk right now coming in a week or two. So maybe next week or the following week.
Awesome.
We'll get some more stuff coming out.
Cool. And Yohai will be here, as will Nir, time and again for the Websites Window. Again, this is one of those shows that was kind of a big, fat, whole Websites Window show. We talked about websites the whole time. But you'll see Yohai and Nir on the show pretty much week after week talking about different stuff. And as the excitements become bigger and more exciting, you'll see them more often and with more enthusiasm or more exhaustion, depending on how hard they've been working.
But there's cool features coming in the pipeline.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thanks a lot for your time. And
thanks
again for the product.
Sure.
I love it. I use it every day. And thank you for trying it out. And if you have any questions, use the commenting board. Or just send him a tweet. We'll get his Twitter handle up on the screen here in a minute. Or you can always send me a tweet as well at Brady Gaster. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.